You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. On September 2nd, North Korea detonated their sixth underground nuclear explosion. The U.S. Geological Survey immediately pegged it as an explosion. How could they distinguish it from an earthquake so quickly? Earthquakes release energy by rupturing faults and displacing the rock on either side. They produce an initial compressional or P wave that, if you're nearby, you'll feel as a sharp up and down movement. The stronger transverse secondary S waves move side to side, and they cause the most earthquake damage. And finally, the larger amplitude but relatively weak feeling surface waves. Explosions are different. They're a point source, pushing outward in all directions. The result is a very strong initial P wave and hardly any S waves or surface waves. By comparing the relative amount of P wave and surface wave energy, it is pretty easy to nail the explosion. Of course, the fact that the epicenter was in the Pyongri nuclear test site right next to the previous five North Korean tests helped. And 8 minutes later, seismic instruments detected another telltale sign of a large underground explosion: the collapse of the cavity created by the vaporization of rock, releasing the energy equivalent to a magnitude 4.7 earthquake. This is Lori Dengler. Shaky Ground is produced by KHSU in cooperation with the Humboldt Earthquake Education Center and Humboldt State University.